No,
I don't.
Yeah.
No, I don't.
That's my mistake. And the built-in place where clothes are kept.
Closets.
And
now I've heard another name. I'm just trying to think, but I can't think of what it is.
Wouldn't possibly have been press.
Yeah, that's another thing. A closet or a piece of furniture was referred to as a press, but it was the same as a closet.
Uh-huh.
You could open two big doors and hang your garments in there,
uh-huh.
which would answer the people used them a lot where there were no closets built in the house.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they referred to them as a press.
Yes, mm-hmm. that's the term that I heard at home.
Mm-hmm.
Press, never.
Yeah.
You know, I never really, all the time I was home, I never thought about why it was called a press.
Well, I never did either.
Do you ever use the full term itself, the place for clothes? Would you call that a, use clothes in the name of it?
Well, I suppose it would back.
Say clothes closet?
Clothes closet, yeah. Yeah, most usually I expect the majority of people now to refer to it as clothes closet.
Mm-hmm.
But I always think of just closet.
Just closet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
However, all my closets don't have clothes on them. A lot of junk, so.
So, now, I did ask you about the movable one. You,
yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Now, what about the upstairs where things are might be kept or not in full use, we'll say?
Like a sleeping room, you mean? Or?
Or where you might keep some old furniture or something like that. The upper part of the house.
Oh, up in the attic.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, referred to as the attic.
Uh-huh.
Another name you used to hear people refer to it as the garret.
Uh-huh.
Did you ever hear of it?
No.
The garret.
I see.
Put it up in the garret. I don't know where the name ever came from.
But that was a Brazil usage.
Yeah. The word garret. Let's put it up in the garret.
I see. Yeah.
I don't know where the name, what its origination is, was the Latin, a Greek, or what the word is, or maybe just a slang word.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that's one of the words
mm-hmm.
that
yeah,
that
put,
have been
put
used.
It up in the garret, or put it up in the attic.
Yes. Now you mentioned the you've spoken of the kitchen, and if you were to describe the kitchen, what would you say about it? I don't know whether there's been any change in the kitchen as a place during your lifetime or not.
Yeah, it's quite a good deal, but I still have antiques in the kitchen, which I would refer to as a kitchen cabinet.
Uh-huh.
You know what they are.
Yes.
I have one, yeah. There's a lot of people like to buy it, but why should I sell it? I'm still using it.
Yes.
But outside of that, that is about the only thing that out there would be antique, because this might be interesting to you. We had, in 1919, we had an electric stove put in. It was a Westinghouse, and we were the second people in Brazil to have electric stove. Dr. Baker was the first.
Is that so?
Mm-hmm. But we had gas before that, but the gas company, something went wrong with the meter, and we was getting back gas bills. It was running any place from $40 to $50 and $60 a month, and that's all we used gas for was cooking. And my father argued with them for 3 months, and they came in and put new gas meters. The result was we had a gas man that was just guessing and wasn't reading the meter, because we had the electric stove in for 30 days, and the gas, my father didn't tell the gas company anything about it, and we didn't use a bit of gas in 30 days. But if I remember correctly, he got a bill between $40 and $50, and he just took it down there and says, "I'm not paying this bill. You're going to make some refunds on what I have already paid you, or I'm going to cause a lot of trouble."